Hello and welcome to another exciting Apple Online Seminar. I am John Dante, Product Marketing Manager for GarageBand here at Apple Computer, and I'd like to say thanks for joining us today. This seminar is called The Podcast Recipe, and our goal is to show you a little more on what goes on behind the scenes to produce a great sounding show. Now, you would have had to been asleep for all of 2005 to not hear about podcasting. It's been one of those really explosive new technologies that has taken the internet by storm. And so much so that the new Oxford American Dictionary named podcasting Word of the Year for 2005. So while iTunes made finding and synchronizing a podcast really simple, the actual creation of a podcast was something of a black art. So in January 2006, we introduced iLife 06, which included GarageBand 3 and its new podcast studio capabilities, making it easy for nearly anyone to make a great sounding podcast, and people have really fallen in love with it. Now, while we provided some great tutorials on how to create a podcast with GarageBand, this seminar is going to focus on helping you, the new podcaster, understand the production techniques that can really put a shine to your show. So this seminar is broken into three sections. First, we're calling Perform, dedicated to answering the questions of how to get the best sound for your production. The second, entitled Produce, will focus on showing you the production tips and tricks of the broadcast pros. And lastly, Promote. We'll deal with how to get your great sounding and well-produced podcast out to the world. So let's get started. Now, what are the most common types of podcasts? Well, they're usually radio style, spoken, talk, informational. And what's common about all these is one thing. It's the voice. It's not really that big of a surprise that it happens to be one of the most important elements to creating a great sounding podcast. In fact, the better and clearer you sound to your listener, the more likely they're going to want to tune in regularly and stay subscribed. The good news is that we don't have to go very far to get cues or ideas of what you can do to get a great sound for your voice, because broadcasters and voiceover professionals have been doing it for decades. One such broadcaster and voiceover professional is Joe Cipriano, who joins me today to help us with this really interesting topic. So great, we're joined by Joe Cipriano. Welcome, Joe.
Thanks, John. It's good to see you.
So people probably won't immediately recognize your name, but I'm